This ban shows once again that you can't solve drug problems by banning drugs. Drugs are a social problem and you need social solutions to them. Well, we predicted 2 years ago when the law was introduced that the markets for new psychoactive substances, formerly known as illegal highs, would merge with the market for illegal street drugs, and that harms would be concentrated amongst the most vulnerable groups, including prisoners and homeless people. And that's indeed what this review shows has happened.
Yeah, we have heard, particularly amongst prisoners, haven't we, a huge increase in use of things like spice. Is that the sort of things that you were predicting?
Yes, our prisons are overcrowded and understaffed. And in those circumstances, it's very tempting for prisoners to use cheap and powerful psychoactive substances like the synthetic cannabinoids that are known as spice.
So whereabouts are they now being able to get them from? So you predicted that this sort of thing would happen. So where are legal highs now being dealt from?
The same people that are dealing cocaine, ecstasy, heroin are also selling synthetic cannabinoids and other substances. There are also people buying them on the dark net. So the open websites that were selling legal highs in the UK have largely disappeared, but they've been replaced by foreign websites and encrypted websites that people can access on the dark web.
So what should have been done about legal highs instead then? Because clearly it was causing problems. There were deaths, people were dying from taking them.
A relatively small number of deaths compared to the much larger number of deaths from heroin. So there were under 100 deaths per year of legal highs, and there are several thousand deaths per year of heroin. So the big problem with drug-related deaths in this country is to do with heroin. And the government has failed to implement recommendations on how to reduce those deaths. Specifically with novel psychoactive substances, as I said, the problem is not with the law and banning them. The problem is with the social situation in which people are living, which encourages people to develop problematic patterns of drug use. So if the government, which it has done, implements policies which increase homelessness and overcrowd our prisons, then we're likely to see increases in drug problems as we have done.